Okay, we are going to continue in our study of, actually study of Matthew. We've gotten into the Sermon on the Mount a number of weeks ago, and we still find ourselves in that, and we will be there probably for another couple of months maybe. So that should tell you there's a whole lot in the Sermon on the Mount. And what we're going to be reading this morning is Matthew 5, 21 through 26. What is going on here is that Jesus has already spoken those Beatitudes. In other words, he's saying that basically, in essence, if you have a heart for God, if you have a heart for me, then you will be poor in the spirit and you will mourn for God's holiness to be made known and live. That you will be gentle, that you will be hunger and thirst for righteousness, that you will strive after mercy, that you will be pure in heart, that you will be a peacemaker, and that you will be blessed when you're persecuted for the sake of righteousness. Then he got into what we talked about last week, where he describes his people as being first salt and then light, and we consider what all that had to do with each one of us. And what we're going to be doing today is, and he talked also about the law. This is what we covered last week. What place does the law really hold in the life of a New Testament believer? This morning, we're going to get into Jesus speaking specifically about a number of different laws or ordinances given to Israel through the Lord at Mount Sinai. So we'll begin with the first one. You have heard that the ancients were told, you shall not commit murder, and whoever commits murder shall be liable to the court. But I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother shall be guilty before the court, and whoever shall say to your brother, Raca, shall be guilty before the Supreme Court, and whoever shall say, you fool, shall be guilty enough to go into the fiery hell. If therefore you are presenting your offering at the altar and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your offering there before the altar and go your way. First be reconciled to your brother and then come and present your offering. Make friends quickly with your opponent at law while you are with him on the way, in order that your opponent may not deliver you to the judge and the judge to the officer, and you be thrown into prison. Truly, I say to you, you shall not come out of there until you have paid up the last cent. Oh, as I'm reading through there, I realize I probably could preach 10 sermons just from what we just read easily. Maybe more than that. But as we open up the Word this morning, just remember that there was the very first sin was this recording in history is the eating of the forbidden fruit. And I know that all of you are aware of that. There's another sin that follows not too long after that. That is actually the second specific or particular sin that is mentioned or recorded in Scripture, and it happens to be the sin of murder. And it's murder of the most heinous type. It is a brother murdering a brother, a blood brother murdering his blood brother. And I bring this to your attention so you'll understand this, that this is where it is for a lot of reasons. And one of those is so that we will understand just how far man fell when he fell into sin. He went from a place of purity and a place of holiness to the depths of sin. Sin in the same sense, at the same degree that we see it and experience it today. In Noah's day, we need to understand that people had a general understanding that there were laws. There were natural laws, if you want to call them that, that spoke to the minds and the hearts of everyone, so that everyone knew that certain things were not good. And that certain things were indeed very bad. God said this in Genesis 9:6. Whoever sheds man's blood, by man his blood shall be shed.